Monday, 11th of February, Hey Adar Rishon, Rav Moshe Bunim Kraus, Yalla Viovo, and Yorin Bein Hashmoshes.
Bishos Moirai, Varaboisai, Bishos Mechadrin, Bishos Mechoshev and Mechatim, people here are giving of the best hours of the day to come and listen to Torah. Parshas Tzava is unique in as much as from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's Leida, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu does not appear in the whole Sefer, not even once. I feel a palm acha. The idea of this is because it's Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit this week, Zayin Adar, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechenin no misifel chashek kesovta. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Nefesh by the ego. He said to the Eivishter, instead of, if you're going to wipe out Klal Yisrael, then I don't want to exist. Mecheni no misifach hashek kasavto. That's what he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, in Parshas Tzava, at least one of the Sedras, Moshe Rabbeinu's name does not appear. That's how the Mefarshim explained. Where did this mid of Mesiris Nefesh come from? Where did Moshe Rabbeinu get it from? This Mesiris Nefesh, this Koyach, Moshe Rabbeinu's entire life was one big Hemshech, one big continuous Mesiris Nefesh, devotion to Klal Yisrael. Where did it come from? Moshe Rabbeinu was born with a Hoicha Neshama, that we know. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Tzadik. And Chaim Shalemit, Mir Rosh Hashiva, explained that of all the 10 names Moshe Rabbeinu had, the name which appears, which is called by in the Torah, is Moshe. Chazal say he was called Avigdor, Avisoichoi, many names, 10 names. The name which we find mentioned in the Torah is only Moshe. Explains the Chaim Shalemit. Moshe describes the mysterious nefesh which was done with Moshe Rabbeinu. When Basia Bas Paroi took him out of the water, it wasn't so simple. Her father, Shemaim, got into trouble. It was Xera, Karai, Ben, Yilid, Eretz, you're going and take him out of the water. So she was putting herself in a risky spot here. So she was actually Moshe nefesh. So Moshe shows mysterious nefesh which was done with him. If you do Mesiris Nefesh with a person, it has Ashpor on him. And that's why the name Moshe is the one which is used time after time, because that shows Moshe Rabbeinu's Koyach of Mesiris Nefesh. Because since Mesiris Nefesh was done with him, he himself got that Koyach of Mesiris Nefesh. That's why he could be Moshe Nefesh and say, Machein no misifracha. Without Klal Yisrael, I do not need to exist. And from this we learn a great lesson, says Amir Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Shalevit. That koiches never get lost. If you put koiches into a person, you put koiches into whatever it may be, into a mesa medrash, koiches into anything, the hashpah is there. The more Torah learned in the mesa medrash, the more tefillah, it's makadosh. Sometimes in the kodal, Zichron Sharlin Gate said, we have our normal sidra hayom, sometimes it's out of our shiurim, and sometimes out of our Sadorin. So people thank me, yeah, for using the Beis HaMedrash. I say it's a privilege for us, it's a schus. Because any bit of Torah which is learned, any extra word, it must be on the walls. The walls get a shef of Kedusha. Bavada, this Asifa, which is done in the Beis HaMedrash, and it's, as we said, at the beginning of the early hours of the morning, not so early anymore, but it's the time when other people are busy off to work, is that's the type of Mesiris Nefesh, you could say. Avada, it's mashpia on the kedusha of the mokim, it's mashpia on the walls, it's mashpia on us, mashpia on everything, mashpia on our tefillah. It helps the Torah and the tefillah which is done here, and the Torah which is learned here, will have extra siyata d'shmaya, which should help us to go mechayel l'chayel. I want to discuss the inyan, which can happen very shchiyah, but for some reason in Shulchan Aruch there's nothing mentioned about it beferish, nothing clear. A person sitting, having his supper, let's say, and it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. Let's give for an example today, what time is Shkia? Shkia here is probably something like 5 o'clock, I would imagine. 5 o'clock. So he sits down for his supper at 5 o'clock. It's already Shkia. And let's say, Rosh Chodesh is going to be, it's now, what day is it today? Today's Monday. So let's imagine Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow, Tuesday. So tonight, he comes home from work, he's very hungry, he sits down 5 o'clock, he has a bite. He has bread, he washes and he has bread. It's already Shkia. Shkia is a sofik. As we know, bein hashmoshes is a sofik yoyim, sofik laila. So we don't know, now that he's eating at 5 o'clock, we don't know whether it's day or whether it's night. If it's day, and he does not say Rashid, he does not say Yalavi Ovei. If it's already night, he has to say Yalavi Ovei. What does he do? What does he do in benching? Does he say Yalavi Ovei in benching or not? I didn't see anything before us about this shayna. What do you do when you have a sofik? This type of sofik, it could happen also at the end of Rosh Chodesh. The same thing, just the other way around. End of Rosh Chodesh, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's ready Shkia. There again, he's eating his, he's having his supper. And again, do we say, you should say, because Rosh Chodesh, could be Rosh Chodesh. Would we say, no, it's ready night. Perhaps it's night today, we don't know. What would the Olim suggest? Yeah, so look, that's clear, yeah. If you.
There wouldn't be a difference between Rosh Chodesh is coming in and Rosh Chodesh is going out.
Why?
Because Rosh Chodesh is going out, you can assume it's Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh has come in yet.
Yeah, all these thoughts are very. All these points being raised are very valid points. First of David's point that if you eat, that's not an eater. So we're saying if you eat beforehand, then you have no problem. That we have to actually just speak out this point, that if part of your meal was at a time when it's definitely Rosh Chodesh, then we have no sofik. If you had a kezayis bread, when it was definitely Rosh Chodesh, whether it's the beginning of the meal, end of the meal, Shmuel says, you're allowed to say Yalav Yovel. You're supposed to say Yalav Yovel, correct. The shayla is, when you have a sofik. So, there was a point mentioned, what was the point you mentioned? Let's say, you can ask this question whenever we eat on Shabbos afternoon. Yeah? Or Friday afternoon in summer. You start your meal and it's well before Nacht. It's well before Nacht. And there, it's even before Shkia. And the same when Shabbos goes out. The same. What happens if a person washes after Shkia? Sometimes people are made to wash after Shkia, have Shadjuds after Shkia. That's the same question there as well. How do we know? If it's day, if it's night. So that point, that is a different point because there you've got Tosfos Shabbos. What? Oh, that's a shayla, what you do if you have a stira. Hakoponim, so the point here is you have Tosfos Shabbos. If you have Tosfos Shabbos, then that's a different point because Tosfos Shabbos means you've already made it Shabbos. So if you start your Shabbos meal Friday night, it's well before Shkia, it's a different point completely. There's Tosfos Shabbos. We're discussing Yalav V'Yovei, which is Rosh Chodesh. There's no Tosfos Rosh Chodesh. So there we have a simple shayla, day or night. The gentleman wanted to say, Mr. Bloom. Yeah. Mr. Bloom suggested, and I think what he means is, we go about the chazaka. That means we're going to make a difference whether when your Rosh Chodesh is coming in or Rosh Chodesh is going out. This svara is actually mentioned in Magen Avraham somewhere, that we could put on chazaka. But I don't want to go with that shitta. He wants to say that if it's a day, if Rosh Chodesh is coming in, so we assume it's still not Rosh Chodesh, just as it was till now, it'll carry on being not Rosh Chodesh. And when Rosh Chodesh is going out, we'll say the other way around, we'll say it probably is Rosh Chodesh. But the Pesukim don't take on as it. That's the svara of the Magen Avraham. So what do? Do you say, do you not say? Going back to our shayla. So I have a raya from the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham holds, it's a different point, slightly different point, from this we can perhaps prove what the Magen Avraham holds. Doesn't yet mean we pass Gan Azai, I'm just saying what the Magen Avraham would hold. The Magen Avraham, this is an interesting point. The Magen Avraham asks a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a big shayla in the Pesukim. When you eat, you started to eat when it was Rosh Chodesh. So it's definitely Rosh Chodesh, take out all what we discussed. You started eating when it was still Rosh Chodesh, and then you finished your meal after Rosh Chodesh had gone out. Do you say that since when you started it was Rosh Chodesh, you carry on? Even though now you're benching, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. Or do you say, no, if at the time I'm benching it's not Rosh Chodesh, how can I say, Yalav Ovei Yagi Abim Rosh Chodesh Azeh, if Rosh Chodesh has gone out already? Do we go after the time you ate, or go at the time that you bench? The shayla is twofold. The shayla is both in the case that we said, you started on Rosh Chodesh and you benched after Rosh Chodesh. And the same shayla is also the other way around. If you started before Rosh Chodesh and you bench on Rosh Chodesh, what the din is? Do you go after the time that you ate, or do you go after the time that you benched? The Maaseh, when I'm saying now, Yale, the Ovo, the Emes, that's true. What do you say now? You go after the time that you ate. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Siman Kuf Pei Chasif Yud, he's talking about Shabbos. Hoyeoichel v'yotzer Shabbos Maskesh Shabbos Bechaz Hamosim. That we all know this. If you started eating on Shabbos, then it became Moitzer Shabbos, you still say the same. We Paskin, you go after the time that you ate. If when you ate it was Shabbos, you can say Yal, you can say Rosh Chodesh, you can say Yal, you can say Tse, you can say, you can mention whatever you need to, even if it's now not Shabbos, and now it's not Rosh Chodesh. If at the time you ate it was Shabbos, you ate it was Rosh Chodesh, you mention. That's how the Mechaber Paskin in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, that's how we Paskin. You go after the Tchilas HaSe'uda. The question is, what's the other way around? What would be, for example, on Friday night, person was eating, that is Friday afternoon lunch, 2:30, and he didn't have a chance to bench, he was busy with a few things, and suddenly it became Shabbos. He said, it is Makabas Shabbos, it's Shabbos, but he hasn't yet benched. He's eaten when it was before Shabbos, and I want to bench on Shabbos. What do we do? Do you say the same, do you not say the same? That's a shine about it. We won't go into exactly what the halach is, it's very complicated. But the Mechaber Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you say you would say. Since at the time that you're benching it now, Shabbos, you say you would say. So just to recap what we just said. The Shulchan Aruch holds, putting both places together, the Shulchan Aruch holds that whether you started when it was Shabbos and you finished after Shabbos, or you started before Shabbos and you bench on Shabbos, in both cases you do say you would say. That's what the Mechaber holds. So the Shulch, so that's the Mechaber Shitta. The Morgan Avraham asks, he doesn't understand. What do you hold like? Beginning, the end? You can't do both, either beginning or the end. So all of the Morgan Avraham answers, the Mechaber had the Sofek, he didn't know what to say, didn't know what the right halacha was. Since he has a Sofek, therefore he says you can mention. If you don't know, if you have a Sofek, you can mention. So I'm bringing out this Morgan Avraham one point. Morgan Avraham holds that when you have a Sofek, what the din is, Morgan Avraham seems to hold that you can mention. Morgan Avraham says clearly that the Shulchan Aruch holds that we don't always know whether you go after the beginning of the meal or the end of the meal, and since we have a Sofek, you can say. So we see from the Morgan Avraham, he's not concerned about mentioning the Sofek. So from this we can deduce that the same would apply in our case. The person's eating when it's Shkia, Shkia is a Sofek. So according to Morgan Avraham, you could say Yal of the other. Going back to our case where you don't know whether to say, whether it's night, you could say. I want to mention two cases where the Poskim discuss a similar type of case. What's the din? Eating on Yom Kippur. Shalom, a person, the choyla, sheish v'sakon, he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Or even start a child. A person eating Yom Kippur, do you say Yal v'yovay in benching or not? Do you say Yal v'yovay, Yoy makipurim azeh? Or no? What's the din? Doesn't mention Yal v'yovay. So the machlek is about it. The Shulchan Aruch says that you have to say Yal v'yovay. Person eating on Yom Kippur, choyla, Yoy makipurim azeh. The Achronim argue on this and say, no, you can't say Yal v'yovay and Yom Kippur, okay. If you have to eat, you have to eat. We don't make a special bracha, special mention. You don't mention it in benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah, since it's a Sofek, what do we do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a Sofek, you're allowed to mention. You can say Yal v'yovay, you should mention. So I'm thinking, so we see from this Mishnah Berurah that he holds, like the Morgan Avraham, that if you have a Sofek about something, you're allowed to mention it. Say Shabbos Yom Kippur is a mezichah, no word, could be even better. Say Shabbos Yom Kippur could be even better, because then, but the Yal v'yovay is a takana for the day. It was a takana, it could be the masakon for Yom Kippur. I'm not sure about this point. It could be, say, it would also be a Sofek, since it's actual, according to those shittas. The halacha is not again, halacha will be passed and you can mention, that's alright. I have to check this point up. I don't remember what state in Mishnah Berurah. What's another case of a Sofek? If you live in Tveria, and it comes soon going to be Purim, so Tveria is a Sofek, whether you line them again on the 14th or the 15th. Okay, this is all very complicated, put on a shudder, the whole thing. Yeah. But a normal year, it's a Sophic, Yudalad or Tesvah. Yeah, you don't know whether, because Tveri is a Sophic in the Gemara, but there are various other towns as well. Tveri is a Sophic, whether the sea acts as the fourth wall, whether it's like Mukav Chaimah or not. Okay, so Yilayin, Megillah, Tesvah, Yudalad, Tesvah. We don't know whether it's got in the 14th or 15th. What do you do about Al HaNisim? Do you say Al HaNisim in Benji? Very big Sophic. Do you say, do you not say? So this is a case of Sophic. The same type of idea which we've been discussing the whole way along here. If you have a Sophic, whether I'm supposed to say something in benching, Sophic Yalav Yovai, Sophic Al HaNisim, Sophic to say, all these things, do you mention the Sophic or do you not mention the Sophic? Says the Mishnah Berurah, this comes from the Taz, comes from the Gadim actually, based on the Taz, as you say in the 14th and in the 15th. Says the Prima Gadim, why is that? Because since it's a Sophic, it's not a Hesek. You're saying it for a justified reason, that it's not considered a Hesek. That's the Mishnah Pasuk, as you say in the 40th and the 15th, both names are Al HaNisim. We mention Purim in Al HaNisim. So we see from all these places, it seems to be mashma, that if you have a Sophic, you can mention, and therefore our case which we started with, let's say, or Yalav Yovai it was, and the Shredish came in, you don't know whether it's Shkia, you don't know whether it's night or it's day, you would mention. However, the Halacha, I believe the din is nishtazim, din is not so. The reason is like this. We Paskin, what happens, for example, a person was in the middle of benching, or middle of davening, for example, middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's where it's mentioned. And he started saying by mistake Rosh Chodesh. Started, Yalav, Yavi, 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 Yavi. It wasn't Rosh Chodesh at all. This morning, for example, the person was a bit Tacholim. And during Shemoneh Esrei, he started saying, Yalav, Yavi, 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 Yavi. What's the deal? Do you say it's a Hesed? And go back to the beginning of the Bracha. It's a Hesed. You make a Hesed of Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't say good morning. First, there's a Hatzalah call in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So, he has to go back. He has to go back at least the beginning of the Bracha. A Hefsek. A Hefsek is a Hefsek. Once he starts a new Bracha, it's a different story. But at least while he's in the Bracha, he has to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. So, the person said by mistake, good morning, he has to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. So, what if he said Yalav Yavi by accident? So, we Paskin, which we're Paskin, that if you've mentioned Yalav Yavi, you've mentioned Rosh Chodesh, you say Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, that's called a Hefsek. It's like he's saying Dvarim Batalim, he's saying Sheker Gomor. How can you say today when it's not Rosh Chodesh, Yom Rosh HaChodesh is there? Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, he has to go back to give him the Bracha. That's called a Hefsek. So in that case, so I believe that in this case where you've mentioned, we're talking about after Shkia, and you want to say a Sheker in your benching, it's completely different to the other cases. The case of Purim, when you say, On the fifteenth of Adar, you say Askara Nisim Yasal Nisim Nisim Al Tosam Grosh. As you said, I'm saying the Man Hazeh. It's not a Sheker. It is Buzman Hazeh. It's all the same time. You done it as well. It's Buzman Hazeh. It's not a Sheker. Likewise, if a person on Yom Kippur says Yom Kippurim Hazeh, okay, Kubi Chazal never instituted a special Askara. It's not a Sheker. Whereas here, if he wants to sit down and he actually wants to say Yom Shachedi, that's the Sheker, and you're not being asked to say it. I, the Morgan Avram, holds that we said at the beginning, the Morgan Avram says that if you have a Sophic, whether to say the Tsei, he holds you allowed to say. The Morgan Avram says the Machaber didn't know whether you go after the beginning of the meal, the end of the meal, and you say the Tsei. But we don't pass on that this Morgan Avram. Morgan Avram holds, he's not worried about Shekin in the middle of davening. I don't want to go into all this. He holds that even if you would say on Rosh Chodesh, the whole of Yalav Yavai, Yom Rosh Chodesh is there, it wouldn't matter. You don't have to go about giving the bracha. So the Morgan Avram, Lishitose, the Morgan Avram will holds that Shekin in the middle of davening doesn't necessarily bother us. Because he's saying the Tzilat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying Yom Rosh Chodesh, it's a Shekin. He doesn't look at it as being speech. It's not like talking in the middle of davening. So therefore the Morgan Avraham is entitled to hold his shitta, that that the Sofek, if you have a Sofek, you're allowed to say it. But according to us, the way we paskin, that you don't say, that if you say Yalav Yovel by accident, it's called a Hefzik, then the din will be different, and you would not say it. What he's explaining, though, only is what would we call Bein Hashmoshe? From when on does Bein Hashmoshe start? That's a very involved issue. Because between 5 o'clock and that here, let's say in London, yeah, generally one goes about an hour, 55 minutes, depends where you are in the world. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's shorter. Depends on the various shittas, but the generally accepted shitta is they go with the amount of degrees after Shkia. So they go to the Malacha and look to Shabbos, you work out how dark it is. So generally one says if it's 8.5 degrees after nightfall, after Shkia, after sunset, so one considers it already Nacht. Some go a bit more Lakula, some say 7 degrees. So at what stage do we start calling it Bein Hashmoshe? Is it the whole expanse of time, or is it only part of it? So obviously we're Machmir all the various possibilities. So it's brought down. What's the gap of Sphere to Omer? If a person wants to count the Omer, it's negated to me, my children need to go to bed early. And they want to count the Omer before they go to sleep. So we paskin that really you're allowed to count the Omer Bein Hashmoshe. That's got Bein Hashmoshe. Because Omer is a drabonon. Therefore, it's a sofik that you can do Bein Hashmoshe. It's not lachatchila. But if it's asotrat, you can count Bein Hashmoshe. So the shaila is, at what stage of Bein Hashmoshe do we already call it, do we say, we can assume it's Bein Hashmoshe? Because it could be, even though the sun has set, but many shittas might hold, Bein Hashmoshe have not yet started. But Bein Hatam holds that for 59.5 minutes after the sun has set, Bein Hashmoshe has not even started. That's why Hasidim often daven mincha to very late. Why haven't daven mincha after Shkia? Because they say, the Bein Hatam holds that there's two Shkias. There's one Shkia which means when the sun sets from our eyes, and there's another Shkia which he says goes deeper into the sky. And when we talk about Shkia Tachama as heralding the beginning of Bein Hashmoshe, says Rabbi Natan, that's talking about the Shkia Shnia. So just because the sun sets from our eyes, that's not properly Shkia. So that's why Chassidim daven and daven Mincha till very late, because they say it's not yet Shkia, they're going with the Shita of Rabbi Natan. So therefore, if you're in the supper, it could well be that you can't stop doing Sirius Omer straight after the sun has set. You've got various shittas to deal with. Who told you that's definitely night? Who told you it's definitely called sunset? It could be, it's not even called the halachic sunset. The halachic sunset is only 59.5 minutes later. And there are various other shittas. So there are many sfeikas exactly what is called Bein Hashmoshe. So we can't be married, but I discussed it with my father, Shlita, Dain Kraus. And our maskana came out as follows. I'll just bring the points here. Just to summarize what we discussed till now. If a person eats at the time of Tosha Shabbos and Yom Tov, he can certainly mention. That means if you ate, like we said, you ate and it was like everybody does, before Shabbos came, Friday night, before we makabel Shabbos, before it's even Shkia Tachama, we go to davening early. So there you can certainly say the same. And the same applies to Moitzeh Shabbos. You started when it was Shabbos and you carried on, then Avada you can mention. And even if you start during Shkia, which is not Alachatchila, even if you did, you can also say you can say the same, for the simple reason that Tosha Shabbos Yom Tov calls it being the day itself. Since it's the day, you can certainly say it the same. Now one point we have to mention, once you've davened Ma'ariv, it's a different story. Let's say in the middle of your meal on Moitzei Shabbos, you suddenly daven Ma'ariv, or even if you did a Baruch HaMazon HaKadosh L'Chol, it's different. Then you can't mention anymore the, you can't say the same. I wasn't specific about Baruch HaMazon, but that's certainly, if you daven Ma'ariv, that's definite, you can't say the same anymore. It's like the new day. Halacha L'Maaseh L'Chol, if you eat Bein Hashmoshe Rosh Chodesh, like we said, it, since it's a suffix, you can't mention. So if you add, like we said, on the Shchoyt, you sat down at 5 o'clock, and it's already Shkia, you can't say Yalav Yavi, because it's a suffix. And you might be saying a Sheker. You can't say a Sheker if you have a suffix. However, a person who is Mekel, and he damas Mincha till later, if he holds out the Shitta of the Chassidim, they go with Rabbein Tam. And they say that Shkia really, the Halacha Shkia is only later, he obviously would be able to say Yalav Yavai, because to him, it's not called Benash Moshes yet. There's one extra point here which is worthwhile mentioning. It could be that Benash Moshes, at the beginning of the day, we started off the case, when you started eating, 5 o'clock, the Leil Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh was coming in. That could be different. The svara is that when Rosh Chodesh is coming in, even if you'd say Yala V'yavi V'yem Rosh Chodesh is there, would not yet call it a Sheker. When Rosh Chodesh comes in, since, even though it's not nightfall, but it's ready after Plag HaMincha, we find the various dinim is called the new day. Since it's Megillah, it's better than Shas HaTchak Gadol, some shit is old, you can line Megillah, Plag HaMincha before Purim came in, on Leil Purim. From which we see that Plag HaMincha already is called, to some extent, the new day. So therefore, if a person would say Leil Rosh Chodesh, he would say Yer Rosh Chodesh is there, even though it's not Rosh Chodesh, even if it's only after Plag HaMincha of Leil Rosh Chodesh, we would not call it a Sheker. Because you can even daven Ma'ariv. We can daven Ma'ariv. You can daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha of the next day. You can say Leil Rosh Chodesh. I can say Rosh Chodesh. Now says, what is Plag HaMincha? It's really called, to some extent, the new day. Therefore, it would follow on that if you eat Leil Rosh Chodesh and Rosh comes in, then you would be able to say Yalav Yavai. So there's a difference now, la halacha, between whether you eat on Moitzer Rosh Chodesh ben Hashmoshes or Leil Rosh Chodesh. If you eat Moitzer Rosh Chodesh ben Hashmoshes, then you cannot say Yalav Yavai, because it could be for Sheker. But shaking if you eat when Rosh Chodesh came in, the first case you started with, the person sat down at 5 o'clock, Leil Rosh Chodesh, then you could say Yalav Yavai, because we're not dealing with the question of Sheker. So, if for some reason it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, but the Lechoira, that seems to be the halacha l'maaseh.